WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge is giving the Trump administration 2 weeks to prove it is working to return a man wrongly deported to prison back to the United States. There was a court order barring Kilmar Albrego Garcia from being sent to El Salvador, but he was sent there anyway. Dow futures once again pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. A teenage suspect now in custody after a shooting at a high school in Dallas. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
17-year-old Tracy Haynes was booked into jail before midnight to face a charge called aggravated assault mass shooting. Like the suspect, the four victims are all boys and they are all expected to recover. Bond for Tracy Haynes was set at $600,000.
Gaza's Hamas-run government media office is warning in a statement that the Strip is entering a phase of complete humanitarian collapse as Israel continues to bar the entry of aid. The statement comes after Israel said ground troops will stay in Gaza indefinitely. This is ABC News. A 2-year-old boy found 16 hours after wandering away from his Arizona home. ABC's Dave Packer has more on who or what kept the boy safe.
Arizona rescuers searched all Monday night for 2-year-old Bowden Allen, rancher Scotty Dunton.
I'd heard about the missing child before I was going to town, and when I was driving out the driveway, I noticed my dog was sitting down by the entrance, and I look up and the little kid standing there with my dog.
Dunton says his dog Buford likely protected the boy from mountain lions.
He loves kids, so I can imagine he wouldn't leave him when he found him.
The boy says he slept all night under a tree before the dog found him. As a reward, Dunton says Buford has a nice juicy steak coming his way. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A city council leader in Birmingham, England, says the garbage strike there cannot continue and is urging a new round of talks. Tons of garbage has been piling up on streets for weeks now. People have reported seeing cat-sized rats near their homes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, Wisconsin is a small-batched, handcrafted distillery focused on creating spirits from grain to glass. Located in the original Dale Fire Station built in 1938, the distillery is a nod to tradition, service, and preservation of the fire station's history. Whether you're a seasoned spirit enthusiast or a casual sipper, Old Station 31 is a place for all to gather, take a tour, enjoy a craft cocktail, and relax. Here's to fires that forge character and spirits that spark tradition.
Dogs and music. Together, what's not to love? Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Saturday the 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m., you can enjoy both by going to the musical benefit for Saving Sully Dog Rescue at the Corner Bar and Grill in Oshkosh. Dan Cable and Peter Hernet will be playing music at your request, and all donations are going to Saving Sully Dog Rescue. So stop in, sing along, and help save some dogs. Go to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Brewers blanked the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers last night 5-0, snapping a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee. Brewers starter Quinn Priestert asked if he knew he had a no-hitter going into the sixth inning.
Yeah, but I also was kind of aware that the pitch count was up there and likely was going to have to turn the ball over, and fortunately didn't turn the ball over with the zero on the hit column still. Jared came in, dominated, got, you know, saved me that run and saved us that run, and the bullpen just shut it down.
College football. Wisconsin Badgers need a new starting left tackle. Luke Fickell announcing that Kevin Haywood suffered a torn ACL during the team's spring practices last Thursday. He'll be out for the season. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard is back on the court after missing the past month with a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's just really skeleton stuff. No contact. He can exert himself more, which is good.
The Bucks face the Pacers Saturday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad mid-April day with sunny skies, and we finally get a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
This Wednesday on the Earl Ingram Show, the lead-free crew returns to share the latest updates, followed by Dr. Robert Craig in the second hour to review the week's events.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Second hour for Mino and the Mayor here on a nice looking Wednesday. 33 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton. That's the high around the area. 34 in Oshkosh, lower 50s today. Sunny. Hopefully that wind won't be too bad. Happy birthday, John Cryer, 60 years old from Two and a Half Men.
He was in Two and a Half Men, yeah.
Thank you for nodding, Mary. Bill Belichick, 73. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
How ooky are those pictures,
with
Mary?
His 26-year-old girlfriend, right? Or
she's 26.
She's
now.
In her 20s.
Okay. I thought she was 24.
Yeah, yeah, so did I.
So yeah,
you
I
know
mean,
what?
I'm sorry, right?
I mean, what a
to
guy.
Each their own,
but not. Oh, that's okay, but really, to get out in front of the press with all that guy had a kind of a Vince Lombardi type reputation to me.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
To me, and I don't know about
now. He's a weird guy,
right? Now he's a creepy guy.
Yeah,
like somebody like you who's young. That I don't know how you saw him as, but he was like a. Right.
What? How many Super Bowls did they win? Seven or something crazy. So
but to parade with what she was wearing, it's like really, you have to do that. I don't mind what people do.
But you know who did that first? His old boss, Robert Kraft. They did this big thing. His wife was dying before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know,
we're
right.
Dedicating this to Marsha. Yeah. Oh my God!
I know.
Literally, a couple months later. Well, here's my new fiance, Bambi.
Oh,
yeah.
My
right.
Gosh.
Yeah. So I mean, that's.
Is that called a late life crisis instead of a midlife?
Something.
But if it is, stay out of the press. I mean, this guy's parading her around.
They're doing red carpets.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to bring Mary in on the poll.
Okay.
Can I do that?
By the way, we're with Mary Rohde, Vice President of Marketing Communications on Broadway Corporation.
And she is totally tuned in to this whole NFL draft, which we're going to get to, but first things first.
First things.
So, Mary,
we'll get to that, Mary.
The poll is
the main reason you're here.
Yes.
Todd, go ahead.
So, Mino says that there's nothing wrong with like waking up on a Saturday morning and hopping in your car and going to the store wearing whatever you wore to bed. Have you ever?
Because sweats these days.
Sweats, pajamas.
24-hour entities.
So, when you go to Walmart, right? And these people burn their pajamas. So,
right.
John thinks that's acceptable on a Saturday or Sundays. Whatever you slept in, go ahead, get in the car.
But it's the same thing that you could be wearing at Western Racket, and people would say, oh, those are nice.
I would never
no,
do that.
Because that's like athletic wear. Like, I'm thinking,
okay.
You know.
Listen, let her talk, let her speak.
I don't mean to turn all the women on out there, but I wear athletic wear to bed.
Okay, we were just talking about Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's just
back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Backing up. Backing up.
We're entering the creepy stage.
Okay, Mary.
So you see people at, 10, 11 o'clock at night at Walmart in their Tweety Bird sweatpants and their, Donald Duck t-shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And they probably go to bed and then wake up in the same thing and do God knows what. Mm-hmm. Myself, personally, I've done some... my son and I, we love to go to the donut stores. We call it Uncle Mike's on a Saturday morning. I will definitely... I won't, put jeans on, but I'll put, a pair of leggings or I'll change my clothes.
Because
I sleep in shorts and a t-shirt.
So right. That is a no. So like, right.
If it was 90 degrees out, would you wear those shorts and a t-shirt to the
She would change it.
I would change my clothes.
You just got to run and buy a bottle of juice for your son who desperately needs his juice.
Nope. That he should.
I would change my clothes. Yeah. You know, I might throw a baseball hat on or something, but I'd at least put some chapstick and some change my clothes.
Grab another t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because they're all stacked. Yeah. John.
Clean socks, you know.
Right.
To go to a Walmart?
Yes.
On a Saturday morning.
Okay, John, that I value my public appearance.
Well, not even that. You're just looking for yourself. You're just for your self-worth.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because it was 95% people agree with you, but John's like really holding on to this 5% that texted in from Nagani.
The athletes haven't chimed in yet.
Yeah, right. And look at her.
The fellow athlete.
She's not an athlete. Hey,
crickets old text on that one.
Dude. I've been an early morning Western Racket girl.
Right.
But I also have like workout clothes on, which is different than my pajamas.
Right. Sleepwear.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's Mary, on Broadway. Happening. You got a lot going on, but we talked about the public market. We talked about all the infrastructure you're doing there, but we're going to talk about the NFL draft.
Let's talk about it.
And
it's here.
Thank you for the commemorative beer.
Well, you want to just show that in the on the camera, but tell us about the commemorative beer.
Yeah. So this was a really fun effort between nine local to Green Bay breweries here. They're all, you can see all their logos along the bottom of the can there. And they all got together to put together what's called the eighth round downtown.
I did not notice that all their logos surround the can. Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah. So this is a really easy to drink pale ale. And has some, I haven't even tried it yet, so it's funny that I'm just talking like I know, but I'm excited to try it. We haven't cracked a can yet.
I want to keep this as like commemorative.
It is a very cool can. We're thrilled with the design and how it came out. Obviously it ties to all the branding for Draft City Music Fest. So this will be tapped today in 7 of those 9 brewery tap rooms. So you can head there for happy hour this afternoon, or you can plan on getting a can for yourself, or those you love. At the Draft City Music Fest next week, Wednesday evening, and next week, Saturday evening.
Okay, touch on those things. Is that the one Wednesday, especially because you got an awesome thing going on at 8:30 there?
It's a biggie. Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Yeah. So that Wednesday is kind of akin to the open ceremony.
It's our kickoff, right? We've been calling it that from the get-go, and then we decided let's just call it that. And then WPS Foundation graciously stepped up and sponsored it. So it is the WPS Foundation Draft Kickoff event. It starts at 4:00 next week Wednesday, goes until 11:00. De La Soul, 90s hip hop band, is our headliner that night. But we have an awesome musical lineup. But they're all, in addition to that, there is a kid zone. So this is completely family friendly. There's an awesome kid zone. Burke has stepped up to provide some really great playground equipment. Mischief and Magic will be there with face painting and all of their amazing things. So much to do, bounce houses, et cetera. We have Jabasso coming and setting up a mobile skate park, doing some demos, all that kind of stuff. We have TDS who stepped up, and they're going to be our Glow Zone partners. So as nighttime falls, as dusk falls upon us, you'll have some really awesome glow gear that you'll be able to light up the night with.
And are you guys having a drone show?
We are not.
Okay.
We will be having fireworks presented by Festival Foods that will go off about 8:30. And these will be shot off right in the middle of the Fox River from 3 barges. This has never been done before. And I like to say that because people are like, we've seen fireworks in downtown. Well, sure you have. If you come to Fire Over the Fox, we light them off right on the shoreline. This is different. This is a 20-minute show themed to music, and it's in
the
middle of
April. So where
are the
barges? Just right up other side of the bridge here?
Yeah, I mean, they'll be like, adjacent to Light Park. In the middle of the river. It is going to be a spectacular show.
Are people allowed to bring their boats up and, like, sit around?
There will be, obviously, a safety zone, a fallout zone, just like there is for Fire Over the Fox.
Okay.
So if you want to launch your boat, you're not going to be able to get super close.
Right.
But you'll be able to see them from anywhere in downtown. Dousman Street Bridge will also be shut down that day. So beautiful, awesome, perfect viewing spot. City Deck. I mean, behind the Hampton Inn there, the old WPS parking lot. Like those, there's plenty of amazing viewing spots for these fireworks.
Are there launching spots for kayaks? Some might take my kayak out and watch.
He's never been on a kayak. Anyway,
I mean, I
you can't take kayaks.
I have to. Can you?
He doesn't strike me as an active kayaker.
Okay. But he comes out in his pajamas. It's a great scene. So that is that's Wednesday night.
That is Wednesday.
But I just Tuesday, that as you know, because it's in the Broadway district, the new community shelter, NFL is coming and serving dinner on Tuesday evening. Did you know that?
How lovely.
With Little Caesars. They're bringing 400 pizzas.
Oh, my gosh.
And face painting, and that's going to be very cool.
We were told about a lot of those community-based events that they did in Detroit. And so we were kind of waiting to see, like, what are they going to do?
Aaron said he's going to put something out today on that.
Great.
But anyway, that's in your district.
That's
going to
be awesome.
All right, so what else? Let's talk about the draft and your connection with the draft. Transit, all that kind of stuff. You want to touch on that?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the draft is and the NFL is concerned, you know, we've been, I'll say, in contact with them, certainly through the Packers and through Discover Green Bay since it was announced last year. And by we, I mean on Broadway, Downtown Green Bay Inc., the City of Green Bay, City Parks and Rec. We formed this little ad hoc downtown planning committee to put all of these amazing events together that start Wednesday and go through Saturday. There's a full list of events happening for the community. So we've worked to really plan our events on the shoulder times of the draft, understanding and just wanting to be a good partner with the NFL. We're thrilled they're in town, and we also want to do what we do best, and that's provide community events and bring people to downtown. Downtown is the heart of the city, and we want people to come down and support the small businesses that call this place home and see what we have to offer here. So,
everything we talked about, the Booyah Fest, that's going to be happening on Saturday. You got the Farmers Market, that's also on Friday.
Yep, the Booyah Battle and Kringle Combine are on Friday.
Yeah. At 10 o'clock.
Those start at 10 o'clock right here on Washington Street. And then the Draft Day 5K, which is completely sold out, by the way.
Cool. Are you serious?
Yeah, you missed the boat, John. Sorry. Maybe you can bring your kayak and row alongside.
Maybe I will.
He's just going to get out of bed and just wear what he had on and boom.
Hop in his kayak. Yeah. So that'll be happening 9 a.m. on City Deck on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then the Farmers Market is at 10 on Saturday, again on Washington Street. There's also the Living Packers Heritage Trail. That's on Thursday. There are 11 stops where you can see live actors actually act out and impersonate those specific Heritage Trail stops. So there's a lot of excitement around that event because it's something we've definitely never done before.
Right. And then how about Saturday night too?
And then Saturday night too. Saturday is the kind of the second half of the Draft City Music Fest. That kicks off at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Less Than Jake is the headliner that night, but a lot of great other bands as well leading up to that. Again, Kids Zone will be there. There'll be another taste of the pale ale in can format at that event as well. So
I like how you did the poster. It makes it look like these. Ferris wheel is right downtown.
It is definitely very artistic. This is
a cool poster.
It's a great poster.
That's artwork.
So there will be some commemorative posters, very similar looking to this, available for sale at the event as well. People have really grabbed onto it and loved it. So
it's awesome. That's really cool. Stick around, Mary. Yeah. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Sure.
We're at Mary Rohde, Vice President of Market Communication on Broadway Corporation. It's here. I mean, it's here. You a Bobby Vinton fan?
I've heard of him.
Oh, my God.
Were your parents big Bobby Vinton fans?
Probably.
He's 90 today. He is the Polish prince. He is probably the, next to Liberace, he's got to be one of the most famous musicians in history.
So I probably
there you
should,
go.
Yeah.
The Polish prince. Blue Velvet.
You're a polka dancer?
Sure. Okay.
You're a polka dancer?
He is. Just,
let's get out there on the dance
this,
floor,
gives
Mary.
Me the
come
chills. He's not like he's not that kind of Polish. This guy, no.
Cut
this
around.
Guy,
here
no,
we go.
Nothing like that.
Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Healthfare Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
After a winter of sitting around, spring means your pet will be more active. Make sure they're fit for the season during April, Canine Fitness Month. Walking your dog is more than just a time for potty breaks, as it provides physical health, mental stimulation, socialization, and bonding necessary for good health. A reminder from the Pampered Pet. The Pampered Pet provides nutrition and supplies for dogs and cats, along with grooming and nail cutting. So put your furry friend on a leash and bring them in to the Pampered Pet at 528 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24-7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I can throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
Hey, welcome back. Happy birthday, Bobby Vinton.
He's my favorite. Like, I'm not kidding you. He's probably one of my favorite entertainers.
Listen to you.
She's got a great voice.
Mary's getting into it.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't danced that at a Brewers game, who are
exactly,
you?
Exactly. Right.
Absolutely. You know what I think was fun? Remember the game we had at Green Bay East? The 100th anniversary?
Yeah,
and the Badger band was there. And they kept playing this, and the band people were all out there dancing with everybody.
Oh, the fifth quarter.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they awesome? Yeah. I don't care how. There are times where it's like, you know, play the Packer game and Packers would lose or whatever. It's like, everybody's ticked off.
Yeah.
And then that band would
play.
And you forget all about it.
Nobody would leave.
Nobody would leave.
No. I've been to at least two Packers games where the Badger band was there. And it is
they saved the
so
day.
Fun.
Were you here for the LSU game?
I mean, I lived here. I didn't go to the game.
Well, anyway, they did a parade down here, and they ended up at Titletown Brewery. And then they did a concert there, or a show. I should say it's not a concert; it's a show. And those guys show up, and that was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they're the ultimate entertainers.
They're awesome.
And you know how you get stressed out when you try to make the play or you try to make the team. It's the same deal when you try to make the band when you go to Madison. It's a big
heard
deal.
That. Yeah, for sure.
So, which I didn't, but anyway. Okay.
Got text here. Go on Broadway, Patrick. Yes.
Thank you, Patrick.
So, you have that Light Park is going to be the happening place.
We sure hope so. I mean, we can see the weather forecast now, which is putting us a little bit at ease because you know, we had backup plans, right? We were prepared, but we hoped that we didn't have to use them.
So how are you communicating, besides through WGBW, with the visitors?
I mean, this is the only way.
You
have a ban on every other
way. If they come close to hitting their numbers of 200, 225, 50,000, the one pass, right? I mean, you're obviously on there, right?
So that's been, you know, our events are not on the One Pass app, unfortunately. We were hoped that they would possibly be put on there, but it was never promised. It was never agreed. These are not NFL sanctioned events. They're completely separate. The transportation, however, the bus route that will take you from downtown to Titletown, as it's coined, is on the One
Pass
app.
That?
I didn't. Yes, gosh, oh, it's so good though. It's got a good ring to it.
I would take credit. Just saying.
Quick, it just came out, so exactly. Jump on it.
So we're thrilled at least that made it on the One Pass app, that folks know that they can take public transit. I think, you know, public transportation is not like it is in a bigger city here. And so I think if you have fans coming who are accustomed to that, they're going to seek it out. And so I'm glad that is included, that people know that they can park downtown here in the ramps, potentially cheaper than they can park on a lawn. Not to discredit that experience. I get it. I've done it. It's awesome. But, you know, if you want a little bit cheaper option and be able to experience all the amazing things in downtown, but also get a ride to the campus, that bus route is the way to do it.
Yeah, I guess my question is, you've put a lot into this.
It's been a lot of work.
It's true. I think you and James was on yesterday.
It's been a team effort.
And it's for the people, obviously, in Green Bay, but you're hoping to get people from all over the country that
Absolutely.
Are here.
Yeah.
And my question to you is, how are you connecting with them? We had the lady on from Fox City's Chamber.
Yeah.
She was great. And
they're doing shuttles from Fox River Mall.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Okay. Is there going to be something on the bus saying, look, you can come? My question is, how are we connecting with the people that are coming in from Seattle and from Boston?
That's hard, right? Because marketing dollars only go so far. So our marketing efforts for this event have, we did a statewide reach with them from a digital standpoint. So people throughout Wisconsin, or as they hopefully cross the Wisconsin border, they'll hopefully be served those, you know, Google search ads or Facebook ads or whatever for this event, because we did only have so many marketing dollars. Right. We can't market, unfortunately, nationwide, right? So we hope once people get here, we've done a good job of some guerrilla grassroots marketing of getting our rack cards, our posters, things like that into hotels, and as best we can, just getting the word out that there's other things to do for people who are looking for other things to do.
You know, I can say one thing at Light Park. I was there when we dedicated that. Remember, Jim?
That
was just a wasteland at one time. But that is like a perfect thing geographically, like in the fall when you guys had some things there.
We did Fall Fest over there.
Yeah, and I'd hear them and I'd walk over there and it's like, it is a really cool setup.
It's great.
I don't know if it was designed that way, but for something like that close to the water, but yet enough room for what you guys are putting on, you couldn't ask for a better location, do you think?
Well, and more to come. And so I think it's cool to share, too, that some of the tips that we receive at the event, proceeds from the beer, are going to help the next phase of Light Park.
Yeah. That's cool.
So we're hopeful that people take a peek at those renderings while they're at the event and want to help us build the next great Light Park.
And the music comes out great there because it goes over the water.
Right.
When it comes this way, it sounds really good.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a fun night.
It's a great venue.
Wow.
It has a vision and it's got a great future, but it needs permanent restrooms. It needs a lot of things.
It does. Yep.
But it's
And it'll get there.
You're right. The location is there. It's on the water.
And for being a downtown type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
To have that much room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be great. Well, thanks for all you're doing on this. I was talking to James yesterday, who, of course, runs the park system in Green Bay. And, you know, Aaron Popke, there's just been a lot of, I'm not calling it fragmented, but there's been a lot of different units that have had to work together to pull this off.
This has been such a joy. And I think if you ask any of us, whether it's, you know, James or Jen from downtown, or even, you know, we work with Discover Green Bay all the time. But this takes it to this is 2.0. This is a whole nother level. And we have truly all enjoyed being able to work this closely together to bring something this awesome to the community. And we just really hope that people stick around. I think people were so, oh my gosh, I want to get out of town. I don't want to deal with it. Please stay. This is going to be something so cool to be a part of. And even if you don't want to put up with all the people at the campus, just be grateful and thankful that Green Bay is being offered the opportunity to host something like this.
Well, you know the part I'm kind of proud of for this community? Okay, it's a one-time deal. Yeah. You have no, I mean, you could attend other people's drafts, but still you've never actually put something like this on before.
Right.
You got one shot at it, maybe for eternity. The world is watching.
The world is watching.
But the attitude around here amongst people like yourself and some of the business, like, we got this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
There's a little bit of shaky confidence in there, yeah.
You know what? It's like, that's great, NFL, all these great things. But you know what? We know how to throw a party.
We do.
Yeah. Mary Rohde, great having you on. Congratulations on all the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Keep it going. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Back after this.
Above, the Lord smiled down on me and sent an angel to love. You are my special angel, right from paradise.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, the numbers showed it yesterday again in Chicago. The market advising farmers to steer away from soybeans. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says it's entirely based on the huge crop they're harvesting now in South America.
And the market's really been screaming at people to not plant soybeans for about 6 months now. And we're seeing that happen as we got a big acre of corn, a big supply of corn acres getting planted for this spring. And that number is probably going to grow a little bit, probably to a near record 96 million acres, and taking away some acres from other crops like corn, or excuse me, soybeans, wheat, cotton, things like that down the line, which doesn't have the profitability for producers. Now, don't get me wrong. At these prices, there's not a lot of meat on the bone, even in the corn market here. But at the same time, at least producers got some investment and some chance given the tighter supply and the good demand.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says the South American soybean crop is so large that it is actually going to tail off with continued marketings into calendar year 2026 and overlap when U.S. soybeans are normally capitalizing on the marketplace.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese was up 6 at 190. 40-pound block cheese up 3 at 180. Double A butter, quarter of a cent higher, 235 a pound. The May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 44 cents higher, 1808. June was up 27 at 1750. May corn dropped 4 cents at 481. December new crop was up 2 at 464. May beans down 6, 1036. November new crop up a penny at 1030. July new crop wheat was down 6, closed at 556 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand starting off a Wednesday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yankee for the Midwest Farm Report.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad mid-April day with sunny skies, and we finally get a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or volunteer center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3:30, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto about the future of public education funding in Wisconsin. She knows a bit about this and how to serve kids as the former CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Downtown Oshkosh, high in the lower 50s and some sunshine today. Well, I'll tell you what, we're talking about something right now that this is funny. Since the day I moved to Green Bay, basically, till now, I've seen the wonderful transgression water-wise with the Fox and other bodies of water, and you never really knew who was behind the scenes, behind the curtain, making this stuff work. And it's great to have two guys in here right now, Dean Holger and Charlie Frisk, Vice President, Clean Water Action Council, 40th anniversary. Dean, Executive Director, Board President, Charlie, Vice President, what you guys have done since 1985, like I said, since I first moved to town here, is pretty amazing, where you've taken two incredible bodies. You took a body of water that, as you, during the break, was almost like a living sewer, and now is one of the great fisheries in the United States. That's a pretty commendable achievement, isn't it?
Yes, certainly is.
Good morning.
And it's, Charlie, I've known you for years, and you've just kept at it, and sometimes it's a little bit, we live in a great community, but it's a little bit overshadowed sometimes by other things. I mean, we, you know, Packers, and right now this week, it's all the draft, the draft, the draft. And I'm so glad that you came this week on your 40th anniversary, because we need to talk about what really makes this community work. And the fact that, you know, the Clean Water Action Council is celebrating 40 years, and take us back to, you know, 1985, when you two guys are like, look, we got to do something here. I mean, we've got, you know, the only thing we got here is carp and bullhead, and nothing's happening in the water.
It was like a Lake Erie almost, right? Wasn't it, in certain ways?
Yeah. Well, the Clean Water Action Council began in 1985, and the thing that triggered it was the arrival of the Greenpeace ship, the Free. And they came in July of 1985, and they came here to highlight the problems of the toxics, PCBs in particular, that were being dumped into the Fox River and into Green Bay. Now, it was already pretty exciting to have an international organization like Greenpeace arriving in Green Bay, but it became a whole lot more exciting when about 2 or 3 weeks before the arrival of the Free in New Zealand, the French Secret Service bombed the ship, the Rainbow Warrior, that was there to, the Greenpeace ship, the Rainbow Warrior, was there protesting the fact that the French government was testing nuclear bombs on islands in the South Pacific.
Bikini Island.
Yep.
Bikini Island was one of the big ones.
Yep, Bikini Atoll.
Bikini Atoll, yeah.
Yes, and they sunk the ship and they killed the Greenpeace photographer. He was killed in the explosion. And so all of a sudden, this was very controversial. The original property owner that was going to let the Greenpeace ship dock refused to let them dock because he was concerned about something like that happening here. And eventually the city of Green Bay agreed to let them dock at the city dock. And after Greenpeace, the very afternoon that they left, about a dozen of us got together and said, we've got to do something. You know, they're going to leave and nothing's going to happen. And that's when we formed the Clean Water Action Council.
If I could ask this, how did Greenpeace go from Australia, New Zealand, the South Pacific, Bikini Atoll, to knowing about the Fox River in downtown Green Bay being such an issue?
I think that the degree of toxics, there had been studies being done on that, and they realized that because of the Federal Clean Water Act of 1972, that the fishing was starting to recover, but the fish were dangerous to eat, and they were causing the cross-billed cormorants and things like that. There were fish, you know, birds that were dying because of the toxins.
They'd eat the fish that had the toxins in them.
Yep, and that's why that happened. And the cleanup of the PCBs was kind of a signature victory for the Clean Water Action Council. I've talked to people that, other people that were involved in that, and they said, had it not been for Clean Water Action Council, they're not sure if we'd ever got the PCBs out of the Fox River.
Unbelievable.
And that,
Dean, I pronounce your last name for me. Holger?
That is correct.
Holger. Okay. Want to make sure I got that right. Executive Director, Board President, and Charlie Frisk, Vice President, Clean Water Action Council, 40th anniversary. When you guys started this, did you have any vision you're going to turn that from a sewer, literally, to one of the great fishing spots in the United States? Whoever wants
to jump in, I think that was our goal.
Was that the ultimate goal? Yeah.
The fishing was already getting pretty good.
Yeah.
The fish just weren't
edible.
Couldn't
eat them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you think it was going to turn into this unbelievable cleanup? I mean, that...
Right. I mean, 30 years in the process,
right?
Everybody, I mean,
yeah. Was that the goal back then?
That was the goal.
And
that was the goal. You know, I know there was, you know, there was quite a battle over just how thorough the cleanup should be,
right?
And there were, you know, some wanted
dredging.
Just to do capping, and the Clean Water Action Council continually said that the really contaminated areas need to be dredged. And so it ended up being a combination of capping and dredging, which made it financially feasible. And it was, you know, it was a great success. There's still PCBs out there, but they're at a safe level now, and they're dropping every year.
Were people years ago, let's say 60 years ago, were people, factories, whomever, allowed to dump literally anything they wanted into the water?
Yeah.
Like, were there any restrictions?
Before the Federal Clean Water Act, there were virtually no restrictions. I mean, I've heard that... the Wisconsin River in Stevens Point, that small animals could actually walk across the river on top of the debris that was being dumped into the river.
Unbelievable.
That was one of the many...
And this is in our lifetime. We're not talking the 20s.
Well, no, the county board, we were at a ton of meetings together on that stuff. But one of the arguments were, the paper companies paid for this, but they were like, it wasn't illegal at the time. I mean, it just wasn't. Yep. I mean, that was a fact. But
did we not know what PCBs were then? Did we not know the ramifications?
I think actually when they first started dumping them, people did not know the ramifications. Right. I think it started to show with the wildlife, and then people thinking, well, if it's doing
What's it doing to our kids?
Right. But anyway, that did get resolved, and it did get cleaned up. And I mean, you guys got to feel great about that. You're both educators, which I think you've stuck with it. What I give you both credit for, and we've all been to a lot of your meetings. You've kept this on the front page.
Well, and the thing is that when the PCB battle was over, there were many others, and Dean is much more qualified to talk to you about the accomplishments that the Clean Water Action Council has made since the time of the PCB battle, because there have been many since then.
Well, one of the things that Clean Water Action Council does is it hears from the community and its members about things that they're concerned about. So people bring issues to us, and we study the issue. We look at it. What can we do? Is it really something that is relevant? Is it factual information they're giving to us? So after our research, we decide whether we're going to take any action or not. And that's a key part of our title, Clean Water Action Council, is taking action. So when I came on, the first action that was brought to me, our concern was the gasification incinerator. People were complaining and worried, and what are we going to do about that? And we took a little different position than just saying it's bad for health. We said, was there something wrong with the permit that was issued? Was there something that wasn't proper? And that's how we approached it. And in the end, the city did rescind the permit, and a local judge, circuit court judge, agreed with the city that it was, in fact, fraud involved in the permit. So that was the first thing that was brought to us. Other things were brought to us as well, such as water pollution in Kewaunee County. Drinking water was a real concern in Kewaunee County, so we got involved there and worked with the DNR. The DNR invited us to be part of their technical advisory committee to rewrite NR 151 manure spreading rules in areas where there was karst topography. That's where there's limestone that's fractured and not a lot of soil. Well, that just didn't happen. The DNR just didn't say we got to do something about that. Instead, Clean Water Action Council and several other groups petitioned the EPA to come in under the Safe Drinking Water Act and tell the state they had to do something, because the states are there's a federal act, but the states are commissioned to enforce that act. So after the EPA came in, we had a lot of meetings, environmental groups, citizen groups, farm groups came in, and we came up with some ideas, and eventually those changes were made to the manure spreading rules.
Who are some of the people that have been the major players to make to turn this all around? You know, from where we were in 1985 to where we are in 2025, who are some people you'd like to give some accolades to that really stepped up? Because it wasn't even all that popular of a thing at first, was it? There was like some, you know, pushback, correct?
Correct. And in the early years of Clean Water Action Council, Becky Caters was our director, and she was really a driver for the idea that we have to get those PCBs out of the river. Very, very persistent. I would say that since that time, Dean Hoger has been our major driver here with the Clean Water Action Council. Becky reached a point where she was ready to retire from the position, and Dean stepped in, and we haven't had, like one thing that dominated totally like the PCB battle did. There's a lot of other things that Dean can tell you about that we've been dealing with in the time since that. And one that he just mentioned, the problem of the manure spreading from the giant dairy farms, is one of the biggest right now.
And that's something that's in the news a lot. Are you looking for membership? How's your organization, and what is the reach of your organization? Is it couple counties? And you said Kewaunee, Brown?
We're a Northeast Wisconsin organization. So we have about 8 counties that okay. We do a lot of work in. And, it's a lot of focus in Brown, Kewaunee, Door, Marinette, Manitowoc, and this region. So we're having a huge banquet tomorrow night at the Riverside Ballroom. And we still have tickets available until 5 p.m. today. It's on our website, cleanwateractioncouncil.org. And you can purchase tickets there. And we practice what we preach. The banquet food venue is being supplied by a local farm, organic grass-fed beef, and locally produced, grown portobello mushrooms for the vegetarians that are organic. So, we really practice what we preach. And we're really pleased that the Riverside Ballroom works with us to do that. They're just not taking food off of a delivery truck and putting it out there for us.
Great new owners there, aren't there? We enjoy working with them as well. CleanWaterActionCouncil.org.
That is
everything's
correct.
On there.
Yes.
Okay. And anyone can come. It's open to anyone?
It is.
Okay. Then yes. They can get information on all the things that you're working on and are going to continue to work on.
Right. And we're always looking for increasing our membership.
Right.
We're at about 550 right now.
Nice.
Somebody can join at the banquet. And we have great musical entertainment. Often we have an educational piece, learning about invasive species or legal issues. We decide we should celebrate this year. We have a musician who's going to be entertaining us this time.
Thanks for what you're doing, you guys. You're just making a community
congratulations.
Great.
Right, what a success story.
Thank you.
What an amazing success story from a living sewer to one of the great fishing bodies in the country.
Right. CleanWaterActionCouncil.org. Go to their website. There's an event tomorrow night, you said, but didn't get tickets till 5 o'clock today. All right, or just get information. Join this organization. It's great.
Thank you, Dean and Charlie. Appreciate it. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Craving a deliciously authentic schnitzel? Thirsty for a beer brewed locally following the German purity law? Check out OB's Brauhaus in Appleton. Serving their customers since 1928, making them the most German authentic restaurant in the area. Dig into several types of handmade schnitzels or Bavarian dinners, along with modern traditional American fare like filet mignon, grilled salmon, or more. OB's Brauhaus offers happy hour Tuesday through Thursday, fish fry on Fridays, and shrimp or extra, extra large schnitzels on Saturdays. Prost!
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS. Coming right from Appleton and Oshkosh, of course, the Civic Media app. We got the Milwaukee Brewers on the air, 11:35 today on WISS. Wrap it up against the Detroit Tigers. Tigers and Brewers, 11:35 on WISS. Great having those guys here. Jim, we got a question from Kathy, though, and I've asked this question, too. Whatever happened to cleaning the water for a beach at Bay Beach?
Well, do I know?
I don't. I mean, that's kind of, it seems like every few years it pops back up, doesn't it?
It should be on the front burner. That is a doable project, John. That is a doable project. It's been done on other shorelines in the state of Wisconsin. It's not a priority right now for this administration, and that's fine. You know, he can do whatever he wants, but that can and should be done. It still needs a little bit more energy. It needs more money.
But it was once an actual beach, right?
Oh, yeah, it was a swimming beach.
A swimming beach.
You know who loved swimming in that beach was Mrs. Bush from over across the street here.
Barbara?
Yeah. No, Barbara. No, not Barbara Bush.
Nam? No,
that's the daughter.
Okay. I know who you mean.
It was Mrs. Bush to me, okay. Bob Bush's wife.
Yes, okay. And it was great. I knew her well.
That was us. Yes.
But what I'm saying is, a horrible storm came through and like wrecked the something, and then
the
it never
shoreline,
was rebuilt.
But yes, that could be restored. There was some algae issues that were
there, that's right.
But that all has to be cleaned up. It's been studied till.
But I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, not for 40 years,
really,
but what
question.
These guys did, they took one of the worst, most poisonous bodies of water, and in a long time it took. I know. To turn into one of the great fishing venues in the United States.
They need to get behind this project. They've been out there before, and they support the Bay Beach project. But, you know, it costs money to clean that up, but it has to be tested. It can be a swimming beach. I don't have a good answer for her. That needs to be it can be done. I mean, when I was, that was a very high priority for me to make that a swimming beach. And I think it can still be done, but it's not right now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry to say that. I wish
I had a better answer. But it's not like you're not seeing, well, that's still loaded with PCBs. We got a dredge or whatever.
So, I mean, he talked about that. Yeah. The PCBs, you know, that was all flowing down from, you know, down the Fox into that bay, and that's not happening anymore.
Okay.
He said that. So,
there is a chance that could be.
Absolutely.
I think that would be huge for Green Bay.
Yes.
I think that would be so huge. It's incredible.
And we called it Bay Beach for a reason, right? It was a beach.
There was a beach.
Swimming beach.
Swimming beach.
Wasn't called Bay Carnival.
And now deep thoughts.
Well, no, I just think
I love it when he argues with himself.
That can be done, but again, it's expensive. It costs money. It's got to become a priority, and every administration has their priorities. And I think that's on the list, but it's not at the top of the list.
All right, Todd, let's talk a little bit about what today is when it comes to.
Yes, this is fun.
Some great breweries.
That's right. Top craft pick. We're talking about breweries and cideries and distilleries and wineries in Northeast Wisconsin. Friday, 2 days from now at 5 o'clock, is the final time for you to vote for the top craft pick with Mino and the Mayor. We've got 10 from around the area all the way down to Fond du Lac, all the way north of Green Bay. And all you got to do is go to our website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. It's really simple. It'll be right at the top. You choose that, and that's where you get more details about each of the people who are on board. Sturgeon Spirits is one of them. New Denmark Distillery, Duck Creek Winery. Fifth Ward Brewery. Captain's Walk Winery. Stillmank right here in Green Bay. OB Brewhouse. Brauhaus in Appleton, Kerrigan Brothers Winery, Ledge Rock Distillery, Timekeeper Distillery, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale. All of these, one of them will be crowned the top craft pick next week right here on Mino and the Mayor.
Love it.
And we've tasted all of them.
Something from all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
We haven't been to all of them. Have we? No,
you have not.
But we are going.
We're going to
this summer. I will say that everyone that's taking part in this, somebody will attend every one of them.
And we've talked or met the proprietors of all of them, and they're all
so impressive.
I was going to say they're all tied for one for customer service.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, do they care about their customers, their packaging, their customer service?
Yep.
They are, and talk about working together, the entrepreneurial spirit. We're going to try new products, and I don't know. Those are fun places to go to. And when they come and vote for them, is there a link to their business then?
Because you can get there as well.
Okay. Yep. Because it's cool. Some of the summer programs they're going to have.
Absolutely.
Those outdoor events.
No question.
Music and
learn about these places when you go there. I mean, to learn about how their water comes from the limestone cliffs around their place. And they grow something right here. Take it into the laboratory or whatever you want to call it. And make stuff out of it.
We just had two of the biggest environmentalist guys you're ever going to meet on our show. And you talk about taking care of the environment.
Yeah.
Go to these breweries and these wineries. That stuff is all purchased within.
The only thing that surprised me, though, is the person we had on the other day. And we're talking about the corn. Do you grow?
Tavia?
You know, yes, Tavia. And it's like Wisconsin corn isn't the quite right something.
For her bourbon.
For her bourbon.
One of her bourbons, she needed corn from Illinois. And that was, what did she say?
It was a white corn. Wisconsin was like the king of corn, but I guess it's not compared to.
But it was white corn. It wasn't like.
Right, it's an organic white corn.
That bourbon was phenomenal.
Yeah, you drank a lot of it.
No, I didn't drink a lot. She gave me the little sniffer.
Yeah,
she gave me.
That's all it took, though, wasn't it?
No. I don't think you were here. He drank that, and then he took the glass back. Could you fill that up?
Did you?
And then he went to his room. John, don't look at me like I don't
know what
I'm talking
about. Do you know who I got busted by walking down the sidewalk here with that the other
day? You can't have open alcohol on the sidewalk.
The parking meter guy.
So that did look good. The other thing I think that they're spending a lot more time on, I mean, obviously the product is great, but their packaging is cool.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Packaging has gotten stale in the big companies.
That has become a big part of the whole
program.
Some
of the stuff is
art.
That's a good way.
Like I said, I don't want to tap this beer that Mary brought us. I want to
But we will.
I know. Quick break. Back with the press times.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy ultra-high-end luxury with Simple Life Hospitality's NFL Draft Homes. Available to fit all budgets, experience hospitality at its finest with concierge services like private chefs, transportation, grocery delivery, and daily excursions. Doing a corporate retreat? Have your company host a party at a draft home in walking distance to Lambeau. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite the freezing of more than $2 billion in federal aid, Harvard University is not budging in its refusal to let the Trump administration change its policies. ABC's Will Reeve is on campus with more.
Harvard is digging in. The university president writing in a statement, no government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue. President Obama writing on social media, Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom. Let's hope other institutions follow suit.
President Trump says he's joining some of his top economic advisors for negotiations at the White House over tariffs and trade with a top Japanese official who is traveling to Washington for talks. China announcing today its economy grew at a 5.4% rate in the first quarter of the year. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hayes.